Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Drum roll on that testimony. I tell you, it's a Thanksgiving season. We've all got things we can be thankful for. I know it's been we don't have to look too far around the church to know that in some areas it's been a hard year. Brother Mark Dewberry, it's been a hard year. But God's faithful. We serve a big God. We got a call Wednesday that a tornado hit around our house, and I thought, well, better get home, and pulled in the driveway, and power was out. And Tina said she just knew that the back of the house was going to be gone. Because right across the lake, if you've been up there when we shoot fireworks, right across the lake, there's a house, and it just tore that house all to pieces. And if you've been there, there's a little bit of woods. We shoot the fireworks here, and there's a little bit of woods right here. And that tornado set down right in the middle of those woods and leveled everything. We had 2x4s in the yard from that house. They were 6-7 foot long, driven up this far in the ground, just sticking up a little post out through there. And it went right around our house and made a path all the way through the property. We didn't even have a shingle disturbed. Turned over the trash can. We serve a big God, and He's faithful, folks. Amen. Even when it looks dark, even when we don't understand what's going on, times are tough. He loves us. Sing God's been good. I know He's been good to me. I hope you'd say yes, He's been good. It's been a tough year. The world's going crazy, but hey, we're going up. They go crazy. We're going up. Sing for you.
Lately I've been Beyond
upon me as I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? I'm glad to see Miss Elsie here today. I know that last week was a rough week for she and her family. And I appreciate her pushing and being in the house of the Lord, as well as others that have been through the ringer. There's some of you here today that it seems like the devil has unleashed everything he's got on you. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a little torn at this very moment about which way to go as far as my messages are concerned. I'm going to turn to Revelation and chapter 1. I want us to look just for a few moments. Lord, I pray that your leadership is perfect in this, in Jesus' name. But in chapter 1 of verse 8, the Lord says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. There's three reasons. I want to tell you three reasons that we can trust the Lord this morning. First and foremost, we see here that in the Greek alphabet, our Lord is the beginning and the end. He's from the first Omega letter to the last Omega, the Alpha rather, to the Omega. He is the first and the last. For we Americans, we could say it this way. Our God is from A to Z. For the Canadians, they would say, our God is A to Z, because they don't say Z. But nevertheless, He is from the beginning to the end. And anyone that can make that declaration, Christian, can be trusted. Secondly, in verse 18, He says this. He says, fear not. Fear not, at the end of verse 17. He says, fear not, I am the first and the last. So he's telling us, not only is he A to Z, or Alpha to Omega, that we can trust him. He's saying beyond that, pick a number. I'm the first to last. I was there when it all started, and I'll be there when it all ends. So, Christians, you can trust me. Start to finish. A to Z, Alpha to Omega, number one to infinity. I'm there. A God that supersedes distance and time, He's there. When you launch from point A looking for point B, you're saying right now, some may be saying, God, where are you? Where are you? I don't see you. I don't feel you. I can't seem to engage you. Where are you? Well, I just want to say, when you get to point B, He'll be sitting there waiting on you. He was there when you left point A, and it'll be there when you get to point B. See, we can trust a God like that. Then he goes on and he says in verse 18, I am he that liveth. Well, that's good. But then we move a little along in this verse, and was dead. Well, outside of God, that's a bad thing. I'm looking at faces throughout the congregation that death has touched through friends or family this year. And none of those individuals would tell you that death is a good thing. And I want to say to you, with God, it is. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. You notice he said, I was dead. He didn't say, I am dead, or would be dead, or would be dead to come in years to come. He said, I was dead. But then you go a little further, and it says, and behold, I am alive. He said, I was alive, then I was dead, but looky here, I'm alive again. And then he spiked the ball when he crossed the line, and he said, forevermore. I was dead, I was alive, then I was dead, then I was alive again, but it's not going to happen again, fellas. I only do it once. Matter of fact, he's saying here, I'm so powerful, I only needed to do it once. So you can trust a God like this. Then he says amen to that. And have the keys of death, hell, and of death. Now, folks, this picture is a God that was alive in the flesh, that died for your sins and my sins on the cross. While he was gone for 3 days, he was busy about his Father's business. And while he was gone for 3 days, in the tomb, some would say, his carcass was there, but he was busy about his Father's business. He was roaming around the corridors of hell, picking up keys. And the reason I say he was picking up keys is because he walked up to the devil that had the keys. God kicked him in the head so hard, the Bible says it bruised, meaning crushed his skull. And if you kick a man in the head so hard that you crush his skull, his keys are going to go scattering everywhere. Those keys were scattered from here to yon to such a great distance it took the Lord 3 days to pick them up off the ground. But he did it. Then he raised up on the third day, conquering death. And why did he do all that? He did it to save us from our wretched sin. But beyond that, Christians, he's telling us, you can trust me. If I can do all that, you can trust me with your Christian walk. So he's saying you can trust me because I'm the first and the last. You can trust me because I was here in the flesh and died in the flesh and rose from the grave. And I am alive forevermore. And in my pocket I carry the keys of hell and of death. Well, then you jump over to chapter 2. And we find a third and final reason that I'm going to speak on this morning of why we can trust the Lord. Verse 9, he says to the church of Ephesus, I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. Did you hear what he said? Some of you today in this room may feel like you're on the verge of poverty, But I want to say to you, if you've got the Lord active in your life, you are rich. I don't care where you live. I don't care what you're going through. You are rich. I don't feel very rich. Richness can bring temporary happiness. And God, I don't feel very encouraged. I don't feel very happy right now. I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't know where I'm going to go, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. I just know, God, that I had this tribulation that has pushed me into the brink of spiritual poverty, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And God says, no, no, no. Trust me. Trust me. You're rich. This is it, fellas. Last point, I'm done. Verse 9, two words. He said, I know. I know. I know. He said, Brother Dave, I know about those grandbabies. I know. I know. I know about those. Said Miss Linda. You know what he said. He said, I know. Mark, I don't get it. Wake up one day, find out your son of 33 years has passed. I don't understand it, Brother Mark. God knows. He said, I know. I know. I don't understand it. My son, individuals that don't love God and don't give a rip about their babies. I don't understand why God allows you to struggle in these areas. And I don't understand all of it, but God says, I know. Joseph and Christy, I know. He knows. I don't get it. I don't get it. Or says Miss Phillips. I know. I know. We serve a God that knows. I don't always understand it. I was there when your dear husband passed. And I don't understand it, but the Lord says it's. I know. I know. I'm saying, folks, we've got three reasons. God is saying, you can trust in me. I'm the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I was dead, but now alive forevermore. Don't get it. God said, I know. I know when you're hurting. I know your tribulation. I know. I know. Three reasons that we can trust God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's all stand. We serve a God that knows this morning. He's saying, I know. I know that, preacher, you don't. You're right, I don't. But God does. He says, I know. This morning, the altar is open. God knows, and He wants to help you. If you'll come as we sing. Y'all, let's play. Let's let folks come to the altar now. I know. Come on, folks. Let's turn it over to the Lord this morning. He knows. He knows. Some are coming for prayer. Come help them, folks. Come help them.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear.
He knows. Another verse is, don't forget that He knows. He knows, and the Bible says He careth for you. He doesn't know the information and throw it into neutral. He cares. He wants to help you. We're going to sing another verse right now.
Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. friends despise, forsake thee.
Take it to the Lord in
the Lord. Amen. In prayer.
No, brother.
In his arms he'll take it.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Thee.
Yes, he will.
Thou will find a solace there.
Amen. Amen. We have been blessed to be in the presence of God today. We listen to the news and it's not good on the world scene. But when we hear from heaven, it sure does sound wonderful. It's just good to be a Christian, isn't it? Well. I don't know. We'll sing one verse. I don't know whether anybody's here that's visiting or not. But let's sing one verse. Open the door of the church. And this will give you an opportunity if you want to join Westside Baptist Church. You've been visiting. We'll sing one verse. Open the doors of the church. If not, then we'll move on with us further to the service.
Oh, what peace,
oh,
we
what
often
peace we forfeit.
Oh,
yeah.
What needless pain we bear. All because we do not care.
Just a minute, we'll have the announcements. Brother Don and his wife left during the course of the service, and he's probably not doing well. Pray for Brother.